on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon. More Israeli hostages held by Hamas are expected to be released today. The BBC's Yolan Nell has the latest.
14 Israeli hostages, women and children, once again to be handed over by Hamas to the team from the International Committee of the Red Cross inside Gaza. They'll then be brought out to Egypt's Rafah crossing, handed over first to Egyptian officials and on to Israeli security officials who will be waiting for them there. Really, once those hostages are back in Israeli soil, that means we can expect the release of the Palestinian prisoners to gather pace.
13 Israeli women and children were released by Hamas yesterday in exchange for 39 Palestinians, mostly women and teenage boys, held in Israeli jails. That was humanitarian aid rolling into Gaza yesterday as the hostages were released. The second batch of hostages expected to be released in just a matter of hours. Ready, set, shop. CBS's Tom Foti reports.
Now we are into the real shopping season. Today we have
Small Business Saturdays, an important kickoff to take the retailers from break even into positive profitability for the entire calendar year.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger noting
the spending should be higher on Small Business Saturday and or Sunday of the weekend than it is on Black Friday, because so much of Black Friday's business is spent online.
And yet to come after kind of silent Sunday, Cyber Monday. Tom Foti, CBS News.
On this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, here's something to be thankful for. Airline cancellations are down, way down. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports.
United Airlines tells CBS News it's flown more than 3.2 million people since last Friday, the most ever for the carrier during Thanksgiving, up 10% from last year, while experiencing its lowest cancel rate ever for the holiday period, just 0.16% of its total flight schedule.
FlightAware reports 377 flights were canceled in the full week leading up to Thanksgiving. Climate change protesters yesterday held a demonstration off the coast of Australia's New South Wales state to disrupt operations at the country's biggest coal export port. Alexa Stewart is with the climate activist group Rising Tide.
We are calling on the Albanese government to stop approving new coal and gas projects and to introduce a 75% tax on coal export profits that can fund the transition for workers and communities.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in Marinette are reopening a 37-year-old cold case. The Sheriff's Department is asking for any new leads in the murder of David Hunter. Investigators say he was killed at a makeshift camp in the woods near Niagara in 1987. The sheriff's office is not saying why it's reopening the case now. Disability-related complaints with the Federal Department of Transportation are on the rise this year. Kendra Davenport of Easter Seals says airlines can't keep putting off becoming more accessible.
The baby boomers are aging rapidly. More and more of us will be disabled. This is no longer an issue that's pushed off to the corner of the desk. This is front and center.
Advocates want Congress to legislate improvements by 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin and Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Badgers against the Gophers. It's been 3 years since the Badgers won the Paul Bunyan Axe. Wisconsin with a long list of injured players. Who's going to play? Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of unknowns for us. Anybody that has the opportunity to play will play in this game.
NFL, the Packers beat the Lions 29-22 at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says his offensive and defensive lines made the difference.
Anytime you drop back against Detroit or throw 30-plus passes and you come out away with zero sacks. And then conversely, what we were doing up front on the other side of the ball, that was really the difference.
At 8-3, are the Lions getting a little overconfident? Head coach Dan Campbell.
I don't think our guys are on cruise control. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter who comes in here. When they play a perfect game, if we don't play our best when they're playing a perfect game, things like that'll happen. We go and turn the ball over three times against every opponent we have left, the odds of winning are going to be pretty slim.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with highs around 34. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 27. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, some farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
November 25th, 2023. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, that's right, 7 o'clock, it's now time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Right around the corner from our downtown shopping district, we are proud to celebrate Small Business Saturday here in the Shaw. We're taking your calls at 844-967-2789 or your text messages to let us know what you're doing for Small Business Saturday, which businesses you would like to shout out, and or if you're looking for ideas for businesses or gift items that our small business community can provide for you. So we are, speaking of Small Business Saturday, we are proud to have a guest and also a new Walk Radio Civic Media sponsor, Mary Mai of Mary Jane's on Main Street. Welcome, Mary. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing well. And yourself?
I am fantastic. And Mary just came from a trip to Nigeria, of all places. How was that?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was definitely an experience.
Sure. What inspired you to go check out Nigeria?
Honestly, I love the diversity of that whole country. I mean,
neat.
That country in particular, the city is one of the largest in
Lagos?
The world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lagos.
Lagos. I'm sorry. Excuse
That's
me.
Okay.
Apologies to,
to our all
Nigerian
our
friends there. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah. But knowing that it has that diversity, it's one of those things that I feel that stretching out and kind of dropping those diversities and those lines that separate all of us,
mm-hmm.
It's nice to be able to put those down. So,
neat.
Yeah, looking to kind of maybe expand a little bit too for
sure
for the business. So,
oh, I love it. I love it. So. And I'm also joined, as always, by my faithful and highly expert, is that an adjective? Expert engineer, Anastasia. Anya, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. And we have another guest in the studio that will be coming on in the second segment. This is our new executive director for the food pantry serving Waukesha County, Lindsay Johnson. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Great. And we look forward to, in the next segment, Lindsay's going to tell us about Giving Tuesday coming up this Tuesday and how you can support wonderful charities, especially the food pantry here, and especially in this season of giving and in this holiday season, the wonderful things they do to serve families in need. And this week,
we had a special occasion that happened on Tuesday. And I'll start by saying, like ribbon woven, we are stronger together. One ribbon representing the victims, one ribbon representing all that were affected. Looking through an open heart upon the city, a symbol of healing and strength. In tragedy, our community unites. Dedicated to those who lost their lives, were injured, and all who were touched by the tragedy at the Waukesha Christmas Parade. Those are the words, and it says 11/21/21. Those are the words inscribed in the new Main Street Parade Memorial that was dedicated last Tuesday during the ceremony to mark the second anniversary of the events of November 21st, 2021. We are honored to have Governor Tony Evers, our very own Waukesha South soccer mom, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and Senator Tammy Baldwin in attendance, as well as our Mayor Sean Riley and several of our council members. And Mayor Riley had put it best that it's good that we come together and we remember this occasion because of it helps those that still need healing. And there were victims, families there, including Jackson Sparks's mom. He was the youngest person, killed in the parade, Sherry, and she'd given some very inspiring remarks about how it continues to be a struggle, but she continues to find strength from her family and from our community. And this expanded family, how we've come together. And I also would have to want to comment on remarks made by the fire chief, Steve Howard, who had mentioned that it's because he was there on site or he came and it's still very hard for him to come downtown, a trained professional. And it is for so many. And on this Small Business Saturday, we want to that's why we're glad Mary's here. And there's an opportunity to talk about how we can continue to help those people and how. We can perhaps, you can never forget what happened, but maybe with healing and with, again, this concept of Waukesha Strong, as Chief Daniel Thompson calls it, that it's as much an experience as it is a slogan, and that we're stronger together. And again, when I think of Waukesha Strong, I think very much of our small business community. And so Mary, if you could comment on that, because I know there's challenges for you as a business owner. Knowing that there's still that kind of backdrop, if you will.
Definitely. I was, we were open during the parade and became a safe haven for many. And it was very difficult.
Oh, can you talk closer to the mic, Mary? Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thanks.
Perfect. Being a location of a safe haven was, it was a struggle within itself.
Sure.
I was struggling as an individual with my own needs and yet feeling the need to try and help or at least offer a space for them to try and find what they needed within their own
right.
small group.
Sure.
Knowing that everybody had their own experience, their own depth mm-hmm. of how it was affecting them.
Sure.
As a small business, it's nice to be able to offer alternatives.
Right.
For people that they might not be aware of that might be helpful for them.
Sure, sure.
And that's one of the things that we've really expanded and really tried to listen to a lot of the customers coming in. So we do offer a lot of healing services and
right.
things like that. So
sure.
We may not have what you're looking for, but I also have a lot of people who come in and question and just have a conversation. And mm-hmm. it might be something that I can say, I don't know, but I know someone who does, so can I take your information so right. I can at least get it back to you?
Sure, sure. Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Mary Jane's is a shop that promotes sustainability within the hemp industry. They provide an unparalleled selection of quality products, an easy shopping experience, expedited shopping offers, and exceptional customer service. A full collection in store that'll be available today. What time do you open today, Mary?
We are open at 11 a.m. and we go until 6 p.m.
11 to 6 today, so plenty of opportunities. And So, you know, and as part of this Small Business Saturday, and they also have an online shop too. So
yes,
you can start browsing the collections, which is great. And I have found some wonderful gift ideas there for wife and other family and friends while shopping there. So,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So, but what I want to jump to. Oh, so for those of you that are starting your Small Business Saturday early, like I like to do, and you know, let me tell you, it's Black Friday is fine, and it really it provides a service for all these families that live out in rural areas far from the cities. That's how Black Friday originated before it became the big zoo that it is. That's really the only time of year that a lot of these families in rural communities that they'll go all the way from like the Dakotas to like Mall of America, or from Michigan's Upper Peninsula down to Milwaukee or Grand Rapids. And but Small Business Saturday is something else. It's spending those few extra dollars for a unique gift that might have been made locally or made by the owner or artisan. And it's a keepsake. It's something that you'll see in the living room because people love to talk about it. And not only those extra dollars you spend, they go back into sponsoring your youth sports or the dance team or the local culture. Meaningful charities like the Food Pantry serving Waukesha County. And it's, you know, you talk about it, it helps make our economy more circular, and that's important. And small business owners, and I call myself one, proud to be that, you know, there's a lot of that American spirit we embody because we chose to blaze our own trail. Sometimes we didn't have a choice, but it's hard to imagine our life working for a larger organization. Not that we couldn't do it, but knowing that you kind of get to put your own accent on your community. And that's why Small Business Saturday is so important to me. So especially if you have family members, friends that don't live in Waukesha, or even if they live out of state, and you get them something that you can only get in Waukesha, Wisconsin, that's a big deal. Like, I know friends that live out of state, they come here for business, and they have to get Spotted Cow because you can't get it outside of Wisconsin, and that's unique. And so you have to love that. You have to like that a lot. So I think it's really great that we're here. 2 minutes where we have some important messages to make, but remember, on the other side of that, Lindsay Johnson's going to tell us all about Giving Tuesday. And we are taking your calls, 844-967-2789, or text messages if you have ideas for Small Business Saturday, or if you're looking for some great tips. So, I was trying to say, you also have some new offerings, though, at the store that you wanted to promote.
Definitely. One of those is that we have a shaman who comes in who does some Reiki healing. But beyond the Reiki healing, there's rhythm and drum healings, as well as just tarot readings, journeying, and all of that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's been really fun with that, just because just getting the word out has brought people walking in and asking, and some have had some experience and background within it, and others are brand new to it and are just coming in and really finding that it's just a nice, open, safe space to have conversations that you might not even have before, but
sure.
It's somewhere that you can go and have those conversations. And I think that in itself is something that just strengthens the community to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we come back from these important messages, more from Mary Jane's, as well as a dedicated segment here to Giving Tuesday led by Lindsay Johnson of the Waukesha Food Pantry. So much more to unpack here on this new 2-hour edition of This Week in Waukesha. Don't go away.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
You probably heard the quote, friend.
friends or family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, we're back. This week in Walk the Shaw, I'm your host, Don Brown, here on WAUK Radio. And don't forget, you can download the Civic Media app and take us on the go with you. And especially when you're traveling in this holiday weekend, it's like you have your own podcast in the car. And that song was one of my favorites from the 90s, late 90s, the Young Radicals, or New Radicals with You Only Get What You Give. And speaking of giving, I'm honored to have our new Executive Director of the Food Pantry Serving Waukesha County, Lindsay Johnson. Lindsay, welcome again. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing just great. Thank you again.
Sounds great. And I know you got to celebrate your own Thanksgiving with family, but you also got to help a lot of other families celebrate Thanksgiving.
That's right. The Food Pantry does have a pretty robust Thanksgiving holiday program, and we do that because of the support from our community. I mean, a lot of people come forward and give generously so that we're able to hand out turkeys, stuffing, potatoes, all sorts of things to support our clients who might not have a Thanksgiving without their support. And so we're really incredibly grateful for the community for coming forward and seeing the value of allowing our clients to celebrate the holiday season, too.
That's terrific. And speaking of holiday season, we have Giving Tuesday coming up. And tell us about that, Lindsay.
That's right. So on Tuesday, November 28th, we're going to be celebrating Giving Tuesday. So we've had an opportunity to do Thanksgiving and Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. And so now on Tuesday, it's Giving Tuesday. And so it's a chance for folks to identify local nonprofits that they want to contribute to. They can either do some sort of a volunteer activity or provide monetary support to the mission that they want to support. And so the food pantry is recognizing seeing a pretty significant increase in the number of folks that we're having to help. And so one of the things that we're doing this Giving Tuesday is we are hosting a special fundraising page so that folks who want to support the food pantry on Giving Tuesday have the ability of doing so. It gives us a chance to just sort of offer a way for their contribution to be recognized on that day. And so if you're interested, you can go to our website and go ahead and click on the donate button and you'll be able to contribute for Giving Tuesday. And so that's one opportunity. We also do offer...
Real quick, I'm sorry. What's the website again, the URL?
www.waukeshafoodpantry.org,
I believe. Just like it sounds. Yep. Waukeshafoodpantry.org. Sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
And so the other thing is Google it.
Yeah. That's it. G-O-O-G-L-E. That's what I tell everybody. Yep. We'll be right there in the top.
Yep. Just go ahead and Google it and we'll pop on up. But it's just a nice opportunity to give back to your community if that's something that you want to do.
Yeah, no, and I think that's wonderful. And full disclosure, I am on the board of directors for the food pantry, but I'm sure there are so many other people. I think a lot of people agree this is a very important cause, especially in this holiday season and this season of giving, and especially as the weather gets colder out there. You know, having well-nourished children and families is very important for our community. And Lindsay is also going to be our guest on January 6th, so we'll be able to spend a kind of a full show with her talking about the many different ways you can support the food pantry.
That's right. So thank you so much for the opportunity to talk a little bit more about our mission and our organization.
Oh, you bet. You bet. We don't have any callers right now, do we, Anya?
We do. We have a very special caller. We have Triple G on the line.
Triple G. Come on in. Greg, what questions do you have for Lindsay? For the food pantry.
Lindsay from the food pantry. Well, Lindsay, I am just honored that you took over for Karen Treadwell, who was the longtime executive director of the food pantry, and she did such a good job. My question for you is, what is the food pantry most in need of right now? What because people, sometimes I give or other people give, and we just give out of our abundance and that can of tuna or whatever that we have lying around. But people don't always eat tuna, right, Lindsay? You know, I mean, people do. But what are you finding that your clients are in the most need of?
Great question.
Sure. So one of the things that I did want to let people know is the food pantry does buy a significant amount of food. For our clients, we buy things like milk and eggs, we buy meat, all sorts of items. And so one thing to be aware of is, I'll talk about the items that they can donate directly, but, when you donate money, that also can be used to buy those perishable type items that maybe you can't easily donate. It's not easy to drop off a gallon of milk and get it, proper refrigerated, all that kind of stuff. But if you're able to, money does allow us to buy those items for our clients, and we go through a rather significant amount of it. If you're looking for actually like donating items, we do have a list of what we call our Big Eight on our website, and those are the items that we routinely give out. We routinely ask for things like canned tuna, canned chicken, peanut butter, bean items, cereals, pretty much items that you would eat, our clients are going to eat. And so it's just being aware that those are the items that we give away routinely. And so it's just making sure that we've got a well-stocked warehouse so that we're able to continue to replenish our supplies.
Terrific. Hey, Greg, thanks for the call. And hey, thanks again for joining me at the memorial service on Tuesday, for introducing me to our friends at the Joke Shop, and for a wonderful dinner at People's Park. Another great, gift cards make a great holiday gift idea in Waukesha. Small business has so many of those opportunities. So, Lindsay, what are, I'm trying to get it. You're going somewhere after this that's going to support the mission. I'd love to hear about that.
Sure. So Wild Subaru is having their hometown, selected the food pantry serving Waukesha County as their hometown charity. And so for the month of November and December, for every car that they sell, a certain portion of that vehicle will come, that vehicle price will come back to the food pantry. And so I'm honored that we were selected for that program, because this has generated a significant amount of money for the food pantry over the years. And so I'm grateful for Wild for their generosity in continuing to select us. And then hopefully they have a very, very, very successful sales month for November and December. So,
well, it's great to hear them. They're supporting local charity. You don't think of these car dealers as small businesses, but at one time, they started out that way, especially the Wild family. That's probably, two or three generations now. They've been in business in different capacities. And so it's wonderful to see that they're supporting the community at the most local level.
That's great. Yeah, we're very fortunate that they continue to select us, because their contributions support a lot of our operation.
Sure. And so how could other, how have other small businesses supported the mission that you can recall real quick?
Small businesses actually have a lot of heart. And so a lot of our small businesses are the ones that are running food drives. They're doing fundraising. A lot of them will come up with a special like open house type event and make the food pantry a recipient as part of that activity. And so we're really quite grateful for the small businesses that have supported us in the past. They might not have a ton of employees, but the ones that they've got are generally incredibly generous. And so we're really grateful for their support.
Lindsay Johnson, new executive director of the Waukesha Food Pantry. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you January 6th, but we'll hope to see you sooner on Giving Tuesday. A lot of great ways to support a Waukesha Food Pantry this Giving Tuesday. When we come back, the Carol Minute and much more with Mary Mai from Mary Jane's and other small businesses when This Week in Waukesha continues.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. More Israeli hostages held by Hamas are expected to be released today. 13 Israeli women and children released yesterday. As the hostages come out, trucks are bringing in humanitarian supplies into Gaza.
When I visited one of our shelters, it was very overcrowded. People lacked the basic hygiene supplies. Some of them left with only their clothes on them that they have not changed for 45 days.
The UN's Juliet Tuma. Today is Small Business Saturday. Here's retail analyst Bert Flekinger.
Poor shoppers supporting small businesses and family-owned and operated businesses than any other sector of retail.
Let's talk about holiday travel.
Sunday is expected to be the busiest day of the entire travel period, both on the roads and at the airports. TSA says they could see up to 3 million people pass through checkpoints. That would be a new record.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County leaders say they're pleased with the deal to sell about 2 square miles of Mount Pleasant's Wisconsin Innovation Park to Microsoft. They tell the Journal Sentinel it will put the business park built for Foxconn on firm financial footing. Microsoft is buying $100 million in land. It would pay enough taxes over the years to cover the cost of the tax district's debt. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with highs around 34. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 27. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, UK, 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 UK,
it's time for the Carol Minute. I'm your host, Don Brown, here this week in Waukesha. We're taking your calls, 844-967-2789. The College Sports Communicators announced its men's soccer academic all-district honorees this Tuesday, with Sam Dorchester and Zane Walters earning the distinction for Carroll University. That duo helped the Pioneers to a 7-win campaign during the 23 season. A senior physical therapy major from Green Bay, Dorchester appeared in all 17 games for the Pioneers this season, starting two. He finished the year with 15 shots, including 7 on goal. Walters is a junior chemistry and biochemistry major from Rochelle, Illinois. He appeared in 17 games for the Pios, including 15 starts. Walters tied for the team lead in goals with 6 and points with 19, while ranking 2nd on the team in assists with 7. 4 of Walter's 6 goals served as game winners, too. So congratulations to both of them. And then the 2023, whoops, sorry, I'm jumping ahead here. Excuse me a moment. Where did I go? Ah, yes. Excuse me here. Okay, so the Pioneers, the women's basketball team, they lost a 74-68 heartbreaker to the Maroons of the University of Chicago on Tuesday night, 74-68. Junior guard Olivia Rangel from Franklin led all Pios with 24 points, followed by sophomore guard Emily Wisner from Germantown, who scored 16 points. 7 different Pios scored, including Allison Thompson, the 6'4 senior from Darlington, who had 8 points and led the Pios with 9 rebounds. The 3-2 Pioneers are playing Ripon College today at home, and WAUK will be there to bring you all the action. That's a 2 o'clock start, and so I'll be there at Center Court, and Anya will be here at the studio to bring you Lady Pios basketball, and it's an
Again, they're 3-2. They've had two second straight conference finishes, so it's a great program Coach Lindsey Wagner has over there. So this is an older message, and we apologize we didn't deliver it sooner, but the College Conference of Illinois and Wisconsin, the CCIW, has selected Carroll freshman defensive back Jokai Bohannon as its first-year defensive student-athlete of the year. The announcement comes as part of a 2023 all-conference team and is the second consecutive Carroll player to earn the honor after linebacker Will Campbell earned the distinction last season. So congratulations to Jokai Bohannon, who finished the season with a team-high 3 interceptions, which is tied for 4th in the CCIW. The Milwaukee native also ranks in the top 20 in the league in pass breakups with 4. Appearing in all 10 games for the Pios, Bohannon also finished with 26 tackles, including 1.5 for a loss. So one of Buchanan's highlights for the season came in Carroll's 41-0 victory in their home finale against Milliken, which saw him record 2 interceptions, both of them in the end zone. So congratulations. And the CCIW also released its annual all-conference team last Tuesday morning, with Carroll's team landing 10 players on the all-CCIW team. It marks the 3rd most selections of any CCIW team this season, while also serving as Carroll's most all-conference selections since receiving 14 at the conclusion of the 2015 season. And so these 5 players selected to first, second teams, that includes Josh Raby and quarterback Josh Raby and wide receiver Austin Eichstadt from Cudahy. They earned first team offense honors, while defensive lineman Nick Montes, kicker Jacob Laurent from Kenosha, and puncher Noah Streveler from Stevens Point also earned a spot on the first team. Receiving second team honors for the Pioneers were tight end Reed Breckheimer from Hilbert, offensive lineman Kevin Whitman, defensive lineman Stephen Lazarus from Colgate, and linebackers Will Campbell from Kaukauna and Damon Loker from Kimberly. So congratulations to those young men and to Coach Buddha on more accomplishments from the Carroll football team in 2023. And we hope to have Coach Buddha and some of the players and coaches on before the year out to do kind of a recap, if you will, and then moving into what we can expect for 2024. So, and we've got a lot of coaches to bring on too. The new coach, Lee Montes from Waukesha South, and Billy Schwartz, the soccer coach, another great season. And so we're looking to have those guys on the show in December. Is there someone on the phone, Anya?
There is. We have a Mr. Daybell.
Mr. Jared Daybell, I believe. Jared, thanks for holding. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good, good. What questions do you have for us on this Small Business Saturday?
Well, you know, coming up with the small businesses, you know, my wife working at one, and we enjoy a lot of the downtown small businesses that we do. But is there, someplace most people can look to see, you know, like a collation between all of the small businesses in downtown Waukesha, and a lot of them are great, where they could say, oh, okay, well, these deals are going on this Saturday, or, you know, this store is running this kind of special or anything like that?
You know, that's a great question. And my guest, Mary Mai of Mary Jane's, you might have an answer. Mary, want to take a stab at that one for Jared?
Sure. If you do go on downtown business, the Waukesha Downtown Business website, it has a combination of all of our own individual websites. And so that will help, because each of us will have links and everything else that you can pull up each of the individual businesses. Whatever we send out, they will also have on there. And then also the city offices do a fair amount of advertising for us too. So a fair amount of that will be
the
coming
out. The city of Waukesha,
out.
You mean, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So between the city of Waukesha and the downtown business associations, for example, for this whole holiday season, they've got the Silver Bells campaign, and that will bring out a fair amount of information of not only special instances per individual stores, but also special events that are going on throughout this entire season. And knowing that there's events going on in this
downtown. And the stores are going to be doing special events.
Yeah, we have the tree lighting a week from. It's going to be next Friday, correct? December 1st, I think, is that?
I do believe that is the date on it.
And that's a great opportunity to capture some of the small business excitement and deals, and because I think a lot of them remain open. And that's just a great night for people to get together, too.
It's definitely. Really,
it takes place out in front of the rotunda.
Yeah.
So, but Jared, while I have you on the line, though, I want to connect you with Mary because your wife, Amanda, works for a special practice that they specialize in holistic medicine. Is that true? Do I still have that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And so, and Mary Jane's also, some of the offerings you have are of a holistic nature. And you're also looking at starting a, can I talk about this?
Certainly.
An apothecary in
yes.
the store?
Yes. So one of my own brands being Mary Jane's Pantry Items, I teach people how to cook with infused ingredients. And I've started with Himalayan sea salts as well as raw sugars and local honey. I'm now just expanding and doing some salt rubs, which are blends of those salts, but already pre-seasoned with fresh herbs. And in the whole process of coming up with all of this, we were like, oh, this is just silly. Why would I not share all of it? Some people may want it infused. Some people may not want it infused, but it's all very good. And having that type of product available, but also having somebody who has knowledge to bring in other things for you that you might not be able to find in a grocery store or even in a specialty tea store, because they may know everything about the teas, but they may not know exactly how they're going to be interacting with you. And that's something that we will always do. The constant follow-up. I'm always saying, come back. I want to hear the feedback.
Sure. So, yeah, Jared, next time you take Amanda out shopping, I'll stop by Mary Jane's because I think there could be some good synergies between her, the clinic she works with, and a lot of what Mary Jane, provides and also is a big advocate for. So,
yeah, definitely.
Definitely. So,
hey, I would look forward to it.
Yeah. Jared, thanks so much for the call. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you at the next Waukesha South game. Enjoy your small business Saturday.
Yes, sir.
So Jared and I last night were sitting near each other for Waukesha South's opening game, an 80-53 triumph over non-conference Pulaski. It was a 5 o'clock start, and Giovanni Perea led all scorers with 25 points. And a big congratulations to Lee Montez, the new Waukesha South varsity basketball coach, in his first game, winning his first game with 80 points. And some great defense by his kids. And so we'll be starting next Friday. Walk Radio will be doing a game of the week, which will feature Waukesha high school basketball teams. Most of them will be South. So tune in next Friday. South hosts state finalist Kettle Moraine and Drew Wagner, All-State football and basketball extraordinaire, bound to the Naval Academy. And so should be an exciting season for the Blackshirts with a lot of attrition in the Classic Eight and great leadership from the seniors and some great talent from many of the juniors in the team. So we're looking forward to that and also getting Coach Montez on the show. And coming back to downtown Waukesha, and there's so many wonderful things to promote here. Like I'll tell you, when I was driving in this morning, I drove past Jimmy's Grotto, and I cannot tell you the last time I had a Panzerotti, which is one of the great signatures. Joel Clefish talked about it on his show, Raising Wisconsin. Have you had a Ponds yet, Anya?
I haven't. In fact, I don't even know what it is.
It's, how do you describe it? It's like kind of a folded pizza, right?
A Panzerotti is a folded pizza that has been baked. So when you break into that crispy crust,
yeah,
it oozes.
Yeah. And so the point I'm making, because it's not a knock against Jimmy's, it's just, there's just so many great dining choices here in the Shaw that a lot of us have been here for years have barely scraped the surface. So we have so much more to unpack here after these important messages on This Week in Waukesha with our very good friend, Mary Mai of Mary Jane. So much more to cover here when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You know the song?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're back. This is Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, and that's my good friend from the Motor City, Bob Seger, with Feel Like a Number. Awesome song. And I think it could be an anthem for a lot of small business owners and entrepreneurs. Wouldn't you agree, Mary Mai of Mary Jane's?
I most definitely would.
Yeah, that gets me fired up. But another is, you know, Anya's also an expert in movies and cinematography. You ever hear of a movie called Body Heat with William Hurt and Kathleen Turner? Ted Danson plays a small role in it.
Heard of it? Yes, but I can't say that I've seen it or can recall it, but I've heard of it.
It was one of those seductive, sultry whodunits, you know, but clever. It wasn't a big hit in the box office, but on cable it was huge. But Mickey Rourke has a small cameo in that. And in his intro, the scene, you know, he's an explosives expert and he's basically being hired to kill somebody. Well, I know this, but he's in his little shop. And this song comes on and he's using the wrench as a microphone and he's like singing into it. It's just a really powerful scene. It's worth it. You probably find it on YouTube. But anyway, returning back here to Small Business Saturday here in the Shaw. Again, in our second segment, we had Lindsay Johnson, the new executive director of Waukesha Food Pantry, and she was promoting Giving Tuesday. And just as a reminder, if you go to waukeshafoodpantry.org, you can see how you can support the mission on this coming Giving Tuesday. There's some great opportunities and really grateful that Lindsay had stopped in. And also grateful for the call from Triple G, Greg Wansnyder, who he's texted in saying, support Carol on Giving Tuesday as well. The Carol Office of Alumni in Advancement is having a Giving Tuesday campaign. And all funds will go to the Carol University Carol Fund, which helps students and the school make needed improvements. And you know, one question I forgot to ask is our standard here for Mary is, how has Carroll University impacted Mary Jane's?
You know, it's been really a very nice relationship. You know, we've both they have a representative who's part of the Downtown Business Association with us, so we've been able to hear a lot and exchange information a lot with that, which is wonderful. Particularly when Carol was doing their big celebration with being the oldest educational
university in the state. Yeah.
That's right.
Older than the state of Wisconsin itself.
Right.
The charter anyway. Yeah.
Hey, that's something.
Well, yeah.
But having that, it's been something that I've really wanted to always offer, because offering alternative forms of wellness is something that a lot of families seek, particularly when they're leaving their young one
right
to begin adulthood. you know? And so I've had a lot of families who have come in and spent some serious time in conversation knowing what it is that I do in maintaining that people who come in for wellness are going to find something that's going to be working for them.
Yeah.
And that it is something that has allowed families who are then leaving, whether it's a half hour or back across the country,
right,
they're feeling much more at ease knowing that, okay, there is a place that they feel comfortable, that they know that they can come in, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, yep, that's huge. I mean,
it sure is.
I've been a parent on that end. It's the parent has to let their young one grow.
Sure.
Knowing that you have that ability to calm yourself is huge.
And you're a trusted resource for those kids too.
Very much so. And oh, they, and I want them to know that I'm going to tell them straight up, you know, you're going to want to do this and you're not going to want to do that. You always have to start slow. You always have to take your own documentation. Don't just take things blindly.
Right. Yeah. Do your homework. Yeah.
Exactly. You need to understand your own body and your own weight of wellness in doing so. And you can't do that without paying attention.
Yes. You know, speaking of homework and speaking of wellness, too, we're welcoming your calls and any ideas you have for Small Business Saturday, 844-967-2789. You can also text in. And again, my good friend Greg is also, he's asking that we tell people to support businesses like Mountaintop Coffee, where he went yesterday for breakfast, Rochester Deli and their wonderful owners, Dan and Laura, and Almont Gallery with a violin, Gaffey. The lady with the purple hair is the owner. So that's right. Yeah. See, yeah, just very eclectic stores and concepts here.
You know, I think that's the best part about downtown Waukesha, because we have that diversity.
Sure.
We have those staples and those long living places like Rochester and Almont that have been here for, it seems
anchors,
like a lifetime.
Right. Many
years.
You
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you do have those that come in and, you know, have that a little bit of a rotation of, and bringing that freshness.
Yeah.
You know,
do we have a caller on you?
Yes, we do. We have a representative of Waukesha South's cookie sale.
Oh, is this Chris Marks?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Don.
Hey, thanks for the call, Chris.
Hello.
That's right. We've got the cookie walk coming up next Saturday. Tell us about that.
That's right. Yeah. So the cookie walk is scheduled for next Saturday. I can't believe that it's already here. December 2nd is the date. Doors open at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, so come on in and get your cookies. Last year we sold out at 10:30, so it was only open for an hour and a half.
Wow.
So come early for all of your Christmas cookies.
Love it. And these are homemade cookies made by volunteers, correct?
Yeah, these are homemade cookies, all volunteers.
Doesn't get better than that.
We do need more volunteers, so your cookies would be definitely welcome. We have a drop-off on Friday night, December 1st, at the cafeteria from 4:30 to 8 o'clock. And you have a senior living at your house, just like I do. And,
that's right. He likes cookies.
So for those students, yeah. So
he's got a younger sister that's quite the pastry chef, too. She just put out a batch that was very impressive.
That is awesome. Well, our kids our kids throughout the city need volunteer hours. And so if students make 3 dozen cookies and bring them over, we'll give them 2 hours of volunteer hours.
Sounds great. So
Yeah. So we're doing something a little bit different this year. Cookies will be weighed by the pound. So it's $10 a pound. We have different size boxes for people to...
Hey, Chris, can you hang on? We're going to go to a quick break. We come back, we want to hear more about the cookie walk. If you can hang on for a few minutes, that'd be great.
Sure.
All right, thanks. This week, Waukesha continues. Got to learn more about the cookie walk.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.